I speak to you in the name of Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. Last week, 5,000 people were fed with a little bit of bread and two fish. Jesus did this remarkable thing, although there is no accounting for his technique. In the end, the gospel just says they all ate and were satisfied. Then the disciples crossed the lake on a stormy night. When Jesus came to them against the wind, they were terrified and astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves. Now this morning we come to John's commentary on the feeding of all the people. Jesus calls himself the bread of life and entices his listeners to pierce the material skin of human life. True to form, John stretches the envelope of reality to extend the horizon and deepen the field and unveil the glory. In other places, the Gospel of John, this evangelical essay, offers new meaning to words like birth and sight and thirst and death. Here, however, the issue is hunger, and the promise is bread. The people who sought Jesus after the feeding seemed blind to the truth of what had happened. They had eaten, they were filled, and still they clamored for more. But they couldn't escape the hillside nor resist the picnic. They were still hungry, apparently. Else why go after Jesus? Perhaps Matthew Arnold knew these folks better than they know themselves. In his cool hall with haggard eyes, the Roman noble lay. He drove abroad in furious guise along the Appian Way. He made a feast, drank fierce and fast. He crowned his head with flowers. No easier nor no quicker passed the impracticable hours. People are nailed to the things of this life. So bread was received as bread and not as the life of God. The people looked for signs, and Jesus gave them signs all the time. And they missed the signs and didn't see the signs. They tested him against the great leaders of the past. Everybody expected that the Messiah would bring food when the Messiah came, as God had provided manna for the Hebrews in the desert when they were hungry. But despite their hope, the people remained caught in the kind of penal web of the universe. What must we do to perform the works of God? How can we get that which will fill us up? Among the crowd beside the sea, there must have been men and women who moved around in the world familiar to us. Some of them lived in a kind of nature mode, like every other creature, struggling from here to there. A windfall today extends survival for one day. The meal on the hillside, an unexpected bounty, like the transient who used to come to my office in Buffalo and said, if I could just get enough for dinner and breakfast and a ticket to Rochester, I'll be okay. Some of the people, no doubt, lived in manipulation mode. Do the right thing. Push the right button. Know the right people. Obey the right rules. And reward will come. If we can figure out how it was that we were fed by the preacher, perhaps we can make it happen at will. And then some folks around Jesus must have lived in a kind of absurd mode. Cynics or coward, they end every day in a kind of grudging victory. They have perfected a weary discomfort with the world and suspiciously hope for deliverance. We're not sure it was real, but we're going to hope anyway. So is there anything more than bread and fish on the side of a hill? past the obvious, is there more to be tasted and known? Is there a kind of filling that will stay with us when the stomach growls again? There is, urges John, what T.S. Eliot called the word within a word. The word within a word. And so the evangelist fills his story with phrases that carry us beyond the obvious, that halt us, that sweep some emotion right through us. We have heard the chimes at midnight, says Falstaff to Mr. Shallow. And as Richard Holloway, former Bishop of Edinburgh, wrote, we are engulfed with a strange and immediate sense of loss and joyful remembrance at the same time. Those are words that cause us to put the book down and look up suddenly. After Judas left the Last Supper, Jesus tells us it was night. These are the windows. These words of John are the windows through which we catch a sidelong glance at the broken glory of God. John always gives us a word within the word. So to those who ate and were filled, Jesus simply said, I am the bread of life. Who knows how many of them finally understood about the loaves? Amen.